You're listening to SBS News.
Abdo Gamal Tahir is an engineer from Yemen, pursuing his career in Nairobi, Kenya, after leaving behind conflict in his home country. He says his dream now is taking these skills to Australia.
It is a golden chance. It is a golden opportunity, right? At the end, it's not something that we are being a burden on the Australian economy or the Australian community, as far as we are going to be a benefit.
He applied for a visa targeting engineering graduates back in May 2019, but has been left waiting without approval despite Australia's need for more qualified engineers.
The reason is we are trying to raise our voice is just because the process is completely slow. Applicants are being held, are being trapped, while you can get a benefit out of them. That is now the most important part.
Delays in visa processing are a lasting impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, after resources within the Department of Home Affairs were directed towards enforcing Australia's international border closure. The backlog of applications is now prompting direct intervention from the new government. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese addressed the issue at his first meeting of National Cabinet with state and territory leaders last month.
We have put people from other duties into trying to clear the visa backlog. That clearly is something that's required, is necessary, and is the easiest way to make an immediate difference.
A Department of Home Affairs spokesperson has told SBS News it's developing a surge capacity comprising staff from across the department and Australian Border Force to further boost its visa processing capability. That's expected to help to reduce the number of on-hand applications and caseloads identified as a priority by the government. The department also says more staff have been brought in over the past 6 months focused on visa processing. State and territory leaders have voiced concern the backlog is hampering efforts to address chronic skill shortages. Joey Scandizzo says his Melbourne salon is among those businesses looking to skilled visa holders for help.
If we can get some support from the government to get some more hairdressers here at home, would make it so much easier for us as a business to continue to grow and make back some of those losses we lost over those 2 years that will close down.
Fiona Simpson, president of the National Farmers Federation, says the agriculture sector is also facing labour shortages.
It's very frustrating for farmers to, at a time when we have a shortage of workforce in any case, to have people that are sitting in their home countries waiting for their visas to be processed for sometimes many months. We've even had instances of up to a year.
It's frustration that migration agent and lawyer Ben Watt is familiar with from dealing with clients.
It's frustration. Quite often it's beyond frustration. It's just a big detriment to people's lives and ability to move on and settle and plan ahead for the future.
But despite the Albanese government's promise that addressing the visa backlog is a priority, former Deputy Secretary of the Immigration Department, Abul Rizvi, says more resources don't mean the challenge will be easily fixed.
This will take time. We will have a better idea of how it's going to go, the government's going to go about it in the October budget. That will be where it'll address some of the critical questions. We need to remember the department has to deliver an additional 30,000 permanent skilled migration visas this year. It's struggling to get enough resources to process what it had to process last year.
Demand for humanitarian visas, including from Afghanistan, are another pressure point on the system. Tom Stainer, SBS News.